Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am so sorry. That was my Facebook. We need the Facebook. I have stuff to read off of here. Anyways, I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And today, joining us, after a mini hiatus, Miss Sailor Sage.
Woo! Son of a...
Just kidding.
Candy-eating whore.
I tricked you.
Yeah, you did. Before we get into what's probably going to be a curse-filled podcast, Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram, thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
I realize I don't think we told Sage that we got rid of Facebook and Twitter. Well, we disabled it, so it's still there.
Yes.
We were just like, eh.
And you can always message us on Instagram.
Yes, which we have had a few people do.
Yeah, yeah.
Slide into them DMs.
Please do. I'll double tap your comments.
That sounds so dirty. Double tap.
I'm going to double tap you, girl.
But we do have a phone number that you can text and call, which I finally figured out how to disable off my phone because I kept getting calls.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, sometimes forget to answer them because right now my phone's been blowing up with just weird marketers. And there's this person named James who gave out my number years ago to all his collections, like for student loans and for every little thing. So it's like, is James there? I'm like, no. And like, it's just constant phone calls.
What a jerk.
So I don't know if it's you guys calling, because I'll see your phone number pop up on my phone when people would call. And sometimes, like, I answered one guy. He's like, hey, he thought it was the KSW line for some reason.
Oh.
I'm like, nope, sorry. Just call this other phone. Thank you.
Bye. Leave a message. I won't answer.
So I finally figured out how to disconnect it so I can still see all your phone calls and texts, but it won't ring my phone anymore. So I'm very happy. But we did get a voicemail.
Hi, Sarah, Vicky. It's Kylie with a K. Anyway, I was just calling to tell you or ask you, have you guys ever been out of the country? Like, Vicky, have you visited, like, Mexico? And, like, what part? Because I've only been to Cabo San Lucas, which is really cool. The wife and I decided to go to Paris on December 27th and bring in the year 2020. I think that'd be cool to watch the fireworks from the Eiffel Tower. I was just wondering if you guys been out of, like, country. I can't remember if you guys discussed this or not, but hey, I'm still out here just listening to you guys on your podcast. Anyway, keep up the great work. Talk to you ladies later.
Aww.
Cute.
Thank you.
Really, Vicky, what is happening with your computer?
I have to have the Facebook thing up when, because that's where I'm getting all my stories from. Hold on.
She's so popular.
Turn off chat tabs. Okay. Hopefully
I think that's so cool that you're going to ring in 2020 in Paris.
That's really
that
dope.
Is so dope.
Like, could you imagine, though, like, being at, like, watching the Eiffel Tower and everything? Like, have you guys been out of the country?
I've been to Canada multiple times, just Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And then...
What do you typically do when you go?
I have family up there.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just go visit family. I've never really done any, like, touristy stuff. And then I've been to Mexico once.
What part of Mexico?
It's right underneath of Arizona. So my mom lives in Arizona for quite a while, and we just drove down Puerto Penasco, something like that.
Puerto Penasco.
Yeah. And it's definitely, it's crazy because it's like a small Mexican village. Mm-hmm. And then about 3 miles down the road, like in desert, there is like this really nice beach. And around this beach are just these huge resorts.
Mm-hmm.
It was so surreal.
Did you stay in a resort?
Yeah.
Dude,
the
nice.
All-inclusive.
Yes. Yep. We were up on the top floor. The water pressure, like, that was my biggest complaint, was that there was no water pressure.
Yeah.
It was, like, just a trickle, because they just didn't have the infrastructure.
Oh. Yeah.
And being up on the top floor with gravity and such.
I would never think of that.
Yeah. Plumbing in Mexico is not the greatest.
Yeah.
So in a lot of places, if the plumbing is not new, you can't throw away your toilet paper in the plumbing.
Yeah.
You have to throw it away in the garbage, which is disgusting by new. So I always like going to bathrooms in, like, big chain grocery stores and stuff, because I'm like, not my problem.
Yeah. Do you still have to throw it in the garbage, though?
They tell you to, but I didn't.
Oh,
luckily, my grandparents' house, they had good plumbing.
Good.
They had a change, so I didn't have to worry about that. And I was so happy.
I would hope, like, most resorts and stuff have good plumbing, too.
I don't remember having, like, I remember that being a thing, but mm-hmm. I don't remember it being a thing at the resort.
Yeah, like having to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you just toss it in the garbage, and it's gross if people don't discreetly throw it in the garbage.
Ugh.
I'm just seeing a bunch of brown paper towels in the trash.
Yeah, it's like girls that don't wrap up their tampons.
Right. Well, we used to have a...
like, what is wrong with people?
Why don't they do that? What?
I don't know, but I work at a restaurant, and it's like...
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is that? Just take some toilet paper.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't want to call this person a family friend because I hated him, but a family friend of my parents... he used to live with us briefly, and he still lived under Mexican rules. So when I go to the bathroom, I'm like, dude.
Oh, he wouldn't flush the toilet?
No, he would flush the toilet, but he would put all his used toilet paper in the garbage, which made me hate him even more.
Ugh.
It was disgusting.
That would just, like, stink up the bathroom so quick.
That is disgusting. So. Anyways, have you been out of the country, Sarah?
I'm kind of like you, Sage. I've been to Canada. I actually was in Canada last week because... I sometimes just go, and my friend works for the Victoria Clipper, so it's really easy. Just get on a boat, and then you're in Victoria.
I'm on a boat,
bitch. Yeah, it's really pretty. I like it. And then my mom and I, we took a family trip to San Diego, and years ago, and my mom and I decided to drive to Tijuana.
And see a donkey show.
Dude, it was terrifying.
Anytime someone says Tijuana, that's the first thing that pops up into my head.
Right. Is that where they do it? Do a donkey?
They do.
The donkey show?
That's where everybody talks about it.
A lot of people go down there, especially if you're from California, like for spring break, because you can go to Senior Frogs and go get booze real cheap. Tijuana, it's not pretty.
Dude, Tijuana.
You go from a beautiful San Diego, because my aunt, when I went down there to visit my aunt, she still lives there, and I flew into San Diego. She crossed the border and came and got me. And San Diego is so sunny and pretty, and then you cross the border, and it is a completely different world.
Yeah, my mom and I are like dumbasses. Like, I don't know what we were thinking, and it was super easy because this was way before 9/11, so it was just really easy to just go across.
Yeah.
And we're so stupid. Like, all of a sudden, all the signs are in Spanish.
Right.
We don't know Spanish.
And by the way, not all the signs are up. So when we went to go see we went when I was 17 as well with my dad, my mom, and I, and my brother. We did a family road trip. And it was a pain in the ass to figure out where we were.
Yeah, no, it was terrifying.
When we went down to Mexico, we literally, like, old school, and this was back in 2010, I want to say, we had, like, printed out old school, like, freaking MapQuest directions. Because you don't have any service down there. Like,
yeah.
I mean, now I do. Like, my dad, when I went to Mexico with my mom about 2 years ago now in March, we went to go visit my grandparents. My grandma had to, like, go to a bunch of doctor's appointment for her arm. And we had service. So I was able to text as much as I wanted and call as much as I wanted.
That's nice.
It's just internet. Yeah. I can only use... We had very limited internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we could text and call.
Yeah.
But, like, the GPS, none of that worked.
I mean, I was using it. We got Ubers, which, surprisingly, very, very cheap.
Huh.
Which was very nice. And much nicer than cabs, because a lot of times cabs are just...
I didn't even know they had Ubers in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know.
My uncle, I think,
he's one of those guys, like, I have this business. I want to start this business. And, like, always has all these business ventures. So he has, like, a couple guys. Like, he bought a couple cars and has dudes driving Uber for him.
Nice.
I guess he can do that. I don't know.
Hustler.
He is a hustler. But as far as, like, traveling for me, Canada, Mexico, I've been to Tijuana, Monterrey, which is where my other grandparents live, Mexico City, where a lot of my family lives. And then I've been to Ireland or Dublin, then London, Paris, all over Spain when I was 17.
Got a jet setter. Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Way fancier than Sage and I.
I've been to Barcelona,
I'm
Madrid.
I'm a world traveler. No big deal.
I've been to quite a few cities in Spain. But when I went last time, I was only in Barcelona. But when I was 17, we did a whole tour of Spain.
What was your absolute favorite place?
I think Barcelona.
Really?
It is very, like, I'm not saying it because of my name. It's just very eclectic. A lot of really awesome architecture and art and just the people there. It's a lot of fun. So.
I bet the food's good. You know where I really want to go? Because I love steak. Argentina.
Ooh, yeah.
I watched like a couple
famous steaks there.
Like, they have good meat.
They have really good meat there.
What? Barcelona too.
Yeah, like carne asada. I mean, Barcelona,
Brazil.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like literally every place you go will have some sort of like steak on the menu.
Yeah. See, Spain is known for their ham. So they had in Barcelona this giant marketplace, and you walk in and they have like fruit stands with like fruit juices, like in ice and stuff, all the different fruits you can imagine.
Yum.
But then everywhere you see is like a big old like ham leg, like a big old piece of ham, because that's like,
hunk of ham.
It's dried and cured like everywhere you go, but just bunch of like areas with, like fancy homemade candies and sweets and juices. It's like, that's probably why I like Barcelona too. Just a lot of good food.
Snacks.
I want snacks. We did get a couple of text messages. Yes, so I have been around.
Oh, dang.
In more
Sage
than
and
one
I,
way.
Sage and I suck.
I want to go do a tour of Ireland.
I've only been
Scotland.
Around in one way. Sorry, Jake.
But our buddy James says, hey, girls, your buddy James here, and I'm listening to the cast right now and needed to put it out there that I'm not the James that gave out Vicky's number.
I thought it was you.
Thanks for putting it
Damn.
Out.
Damn.
Are you sure? And then another one. I think we got this about an hour ago. Says a couple things. Sorry, Sarah. There is no such thing as a four-door Mustang. So we were talking about cars last week, and I think you might have said, we might have said something about Ford. Oh, you wanted to
what?
Be a mom.
There's not?
No.
Mm-mm. Really?
I think you wanted to be the mom with a hot car.
Yeah, they're only coupes. They're only two doors.
No way. Let me Google this.
And also, please clean out your recycling. I don't know who told you not to, but as a garbage driver, we can't take contaminated recycling. Adam and Everett. So we had mentioned like you rinse them out and everything. Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have to like fully rinse. So like my girl works for like environmental science. I don't know the hell, whatever, at UW. And she says like you don't have to fully rinse. Like
you don't have to wash them, but you rinse it out. Make sure there's no meat and stuff in there.
But if there's still like some hummus like on the container, that's fine, isn't it?
Well, Adam, let us know.
There is what? This is a four-door Mustang, isn't it?
No.
Really?
What is it, Sage?
This says Ford may be planning a four-door Mustang.
Oh. Hmm. What?
In 2020.
I must be smoking some crack or something, because I swear there are four-door Mustangs. Well, they might be planning one, so. Yeah.
How long ago was that article written?
No, it says 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I can confirm.
You can.
That is. She can it's a plan. I don't know if it's coming or not.
Hey, but guys,
it's a
my plan. Hopes and dreams were just shot down.
They're also bringing back the, never mind.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if it's out yet. So I think it's. I think there are photos, but they're bringing back the Bronco.
Oh yeah, like, I think I heard that.
Oh,
the Ford Bronco. I think you know it's
My
been.
Gonna love that.
It's been long enough from like O.J. Simpson that they could probably.
I'm sorry, but like, this might sound weird of me, but I love white Broncos.
That's random. Like, I mean, it's not weird, but it's very much I wouldn't have assumed that.
I think it's just because it's like an icon from my childhood that whenever I see a white Bronco, I'm like, ooh, that's nice.
Huh.
Is there a glove in the back seat?
I don't know. Why is that such a problem, the Bronco?
Because O.J. Simpson had a white Bronco and there was a famous police chase.
For many hours.
Where he was in the back of the car.
After his ex-wife or wife was
murdered. So then did Broncos get a bad name after that?
White Broncos.
Yeah. Really?
It's not so much a bad name, but it's just like, oh, hey, OJ. Like, it kind of became a butt of every joke.
It's just tied to OJ.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, that's crazy. I never knew that.
I mean.
And it's like, I've been watching the Ted Bundy thing on Netflix, and like, he had a weird color beetle or something.
Yeah, brown, orange.
I think my dad had one of these.
Yeah, ever since I think of a brown color, I don't think of
something
Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boyfriend loves the Broncos.
Like, so we know what your next car is going
to
be.
Hell to the gnaw.
I mean, if it's his car.
No. I don't find those very cute.
It's getting a four-door Mustang.
Yeah, 2020. Mm. It's happening. I'm predicting the future.
We did get another message from Joe. I believe, was this Instagram?
Yes.
Yes.
On the Insta.
It says, hey, ladies, I figured I would message you on Instagram to avoid my text getting broken up into puzzle pieces for Vicky to solve. So, yeah, sometimes when people text, it'll get that nice out of order, and I have no idea what they're talking about. So this is Joe in Tacoma. Sarah, to answer your question on did I unclog the sink? Hell no. I made her do it. And then I went and got silicone stopper for the sink to see if she'll leave that in. And so far it's been better. So he was complaining that his wife doesn't like the little clogger thing or like the food stopper in sinks. And so she just lets the food go in and it gets clogged up anyways. And so he was like, what the hell? Like, she could have, it's right there next, he sent us a picture, it's right there next to the sink. There's no excuse for why she didn't use it, except that
it's
icky. Does
she not know what it is?
Yeah, like, and he's told her before, apparently.
She just doesn't do it every time, for some reason.
Yeah, and so it got clogged, and so we asked if he had to unclog it or not.
F***ing super glue the thing in there. Sorry, there's your first one.
Whoa. Well, that's awesome that you didn't.
Well, like, you have to be able to, you have to pull the thing out to clean it out because gunk gets in there.
Yeah.
But he did say, I went and got a silicone stopper for the sink to see if she'll leave that in. And so far it's been better. And also I never had any questions I had to ask on a date. So one of the things we asked, what are two questions you would ask if you could ask on a date that.
How big is it?
Just to kind of see, like, that you're must-have kind of questions.
Yeah, because
I'm talking about your apartment, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. How big's your car? I have a lot of crap. Because Cece had pointed out, like, on her Facebook page, and I actually did ask her about this in the hallway because she couldn't make it today.
Oh, I remember that.
Where she was saying that she has two questions on a date. One of them is, are they for sure 100% single? She said that she now asks this because she was with the guy for a couple weeks and found out he was swinger. And that's not really, or like in an open relationship, and that's not how she rolled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something you should say on the first date.
So, like, yeah, so she.
Like before the first date.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the second question asks if they have a temper. Because she hasn't, like, her last boyfriend didn't have a temper, but she's gone out with guys that after a couple weeks, like, it would just, phew.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not dealing with this. Like, that
she's
is something.
She's so chill and laid back.
Yeah. Like, no.
No. She's so unconfrontational.
And Sarah was kind of curious about that. She's like, but I got a temper.
I know. I was like, I don't know how I'd answer that because I'm like happy-go-lucky, but if you piss me off. Whoo!
I feel like that's fair,
but the way that the guy answered it was, like, an obvious, like, he was
offended,
so
defensive.
Like,
I feel like I would get like that though. That I was explaining
that means that you have a temper.
Maybe I do because I was like, wow, like, is this
because it
me?
Set you
like,
off?
Is this because now I'm like self conscious and is this triggering something?
It's not
in
a
me? And I'm
like, bad
maybe
thing
I do
necessarily.
Have a temper.
I'm the same way. Like,
there's a difference between having a temper.
I'm trying. Okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Frick, man. I get pissed.
What the frick?
There's a difference between being fiery like we are now and having a temper.
See, that's what I was confused about. And that's why, like, if somebody asked me that, I don't know how I would answer that. That's why it's I feel like I understand why that guy was like, well, if you make me mad, like, I'm going to get mad. And I'm not afraid to raise my voice. But, like, if you don't piss me off, then I'm cool, you know? So I understand how he would be like, especially if you know. You want to be honest, but you also know, like, you're asking me for a reason. You know? It's like if someone asked you, like, hey, have you ever cheated on your boyfriend?
No.
In your mind, you're like, oh, I mean, yeah, I have cheated in a past relationship. But, like, if I answer honestly, like, are you going to judge me on that? And then it just, you're going to dismiss me.
Then you could have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But I feel like,
I mean, and if
I don't
they,
know
like,
if she did necessarily have a conversation
with
him.
Well, she was trying to have a conversation, but
he was being
hammering and being very rude. Like, he kept just like, well, what's wrong with you? And it's like, okay. Like, there's a difference between being like, okay, that's a weird question.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I get fiery or like I can, when I get upset, I get upset, but so does everybody, but not any little thing's going to trigger me. Like, I hate it when you're hanging out. And my dad sometimes gets frustrated and I want to sit him down and be like, dad, knock it off. Because he's the most chill guy ever. But when he's frustrated, every little thing bugs him. Like, if he can't open, like, the wrapper to, like, chips or something,
he'll throw
it down. It's like, if
that
somebody
is frustrating, though.
Yeah. But if that's
a jar of, give me my chips. Mayonnaise or something.
Right. But if that's their attitude in everything they do, because I've met people like that, that's their whole day.
It's just getting
irritated. And I feel
irritated.
Like it's just being irritated at the little things. It's like, okay, that is an obvious temper. But if you're mad when, hey, Sarah, I slept with your boyfriend, I'm not going to say you have a temper. You have a legit reason to be mad.
Yeah, so that's where I would get confused with that whole just, do you have a temper kind of thing.
I feel like if it's not an everyday occurrence, it's not a temper.
Yeah, like
I think that's fair.
And it's also like reaction versus personality. Like, yeah, you can be deemed as having a temper. But if you're just having a temper when you're reacting to something that's like legit reaction, I don't think it's considered like a daily temper.
No.
But if you see everything as an issue, like if you react to things that you, I don't know where I'm
going. If every little detail in your life is frustrating and causing your blood pressure to go up, you might have an issue there.
I think everyone has kind of, I think there is different scenarios and that people have different definitions of a temper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is a conversation.
So, yeah. So I think
in this guy's situation with Cece, I think it, if I was the guy's situation, like shoes, like, how would I answer that question? I'd be like, you know what? I don't on an everyday basis. I'm a pretty chill person. However, when I get upset, I do show my emotions and I do like I wear them on my sleeve. I don't hide them.
Yeah.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
And because that is very accurate and truthful.
You could get upset more than
right.
the norm.
But the fact that he got so defensive, that tells me that he would get defensive about almost anything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think we should judge him on one question.
I'm going to judge him, okay?
I'm gonna, not.
Because I love
not
Cece.
Going to. I love her too.
No, she deserves too. Better. I don't like that guy. But anyways, Joe on Instagram did say, there are two questions I was asked on more than one occasion. And sorry, like the screenshot kind of threw me off. Sorry. And it's, have you ever cheated and have you ever been cheated on? Thankfully, the answer was always no. I think there should be a third question. If you're going to be asking those, it should be like,
why?
And have you ever helped somebody cheat?
Oh, like knew the person.
Have
had
you ever been the other person?
What? Yeah.
Have you ever been the other person?
I have. Like, and then I figured out a couple days later.
So you
he
did,
was
but
married.
You didn't know, though, going into it.
I technically have once, and it was I cheated on a boyfriend that I was trying to break up with, and then he full-on cried it out. Then I, made out with, the dude I was trying to break up with him for. Because I'm just, trying to break up with him, and he won't let me, because he's a sobbing, crying mess of a man.
So then did he find out that you cheated on him, and then
I don't know.
I broke it off with you?
Ended up breaking it off, when I went back. I'm just like, this is over, dude.
Yeah.
And he cried some more.
Did he ever find out about it? Did you ever?
No, I deleted him from Facebook. I deleted his friends from Facebook so they didn't see that I was in a new relationship. And I waited a while to post it. So, he probably assumed, but we never talked about it.
That's always the most.
But, I was trying real hard to break up with him. But we didn't have sex.
Yeah, I definitely have been cheated on.
Same.
With... he slept with two of my friends. Like we weren't really close friends. But
like
we
friends were, of friends?
But people that you had probably introduced him to.
Yeah, And
that's always the worst.
And it's always we all hang out together. We all have fun together, we all drink together, it was a party situation. I had to go home because I had to work in the morning or something. And he slept with both of them that night.
At the same time or separately?
No, separately. Back to back, which, I was okay,
douche.
Impressive. Good for you. But I was
I think I'd be more impressive if it was at the same time, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm mad, but all right.
Well, and then one of them was hella beautiful and hot, and the other one was
not
trashy AF. But mm-hmm. I will remember when my,
Which really, one was first?
The really pretty one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then liquor probably started kicking in. Well, and he was ready for round two.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, probably. Yeah. And then the trash one didn't care because she was trashy. So she was like, I'm going to be sloppy seconds and it's going to be cool.
It's fun.
Oh, I still remember when my friend told me because my good friend was friends with me and both these two girls. So, of course, she knew. And she told me it was on a park bench outside of our high school. Woo! In the middle of a school day, too. It wasn't even after. Yeah.
It was during school day. Wow.
Yeah, it was on our off period. And I was like, whoo, I'm going to be livid in math class.
Jesus. Yeah, that's not going to be a fun day.
Yeah, no. And I'm not one at hiding my emotions.
I will
cause a scene anywhere. Don't try to tell me something because you think we're out in public and I'm not going to freak out on you because I will freak out or I'll leave.
I feel like the best place to do it is in a vault with a plexiglass window next to you so she can't physically attack you.
Yeah.
And she could just tire herself out hitting the walls because it's all padded.
Yeah, or one of those rooms where you go and you can just destroy everything.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, they have some of those in Seattle.
Yeah, I was that would be a real... They would tell me bad news and then just put me in the room.
Yeah.
Their pictures all over the room.
Do you think that the cheating has ever... affected your guys' relationships? Because we've all been cheated on. Has that ever affected your following relationships, the next ones?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you don't handle, I'll be freaking honest. I didn't handle the issue very well.
How old were you?
The first time it happened, I was 17. Okay. Well, actually, no, that's not true. The first time it happened was my first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have you know that he is still with that woman.
Wow.
Which is pretty freaking impressive. I mean, I can't really be mad about it because like, I know he found true love.
It was like, meant to be, I guess.
It was meant to be.
Are they married?
I don't know.
Oh.
I haven't snooped that far, but I just know that they're still together. But yeah, like you, if you don't handle it and if you don't process it and like let it go, you will bring it into other relationships. Right. And it wasn't until last year when I did all of my cognitive behavioral therapy that I was really able to like offload a lot of my previous relationship baggage, which is why I think Jake and I have such an amazing relationship now.
Because you didn't take your baggage into your new one.
Because I'm like, you know what? This the crap that men before him did to me was not him doing it to me.
No.
Yeah.
And he would never do any of those things.
Right. And do you have about you, Sarah? Has it affected you in any way?
I think every relationship is new, and I've always kind of had the mindset like you get my trust and you get my respect and everything until you break it. So I've always had that with new partners. And even if
you're good at separating between.
I'm good at separating, and I'm even good, surprisingly, at being like, if I'm one of those people that I want to know your past. I want to know how many you dated. I want to know what happened in the relationship, what went wrong, who effed up. Like, I want to know all that. I know some people don't, but I do. I think it's good to know what you're kind of getting into. But even if my ex has cheated on their person in the past, I don't take that. Like, that to me, I'm like, I'm a new person. Like, this is a new relationship. That doesn't mean you're going to cheat on me. I don't think, like, once a cheater, always a cheater. I think it's different depending on each relationship.
Right.
However, I definitely do think, I don't...
It's a little bit of a red flag if they...
Like, if you've cheated in every relationship, then there's obviously an issue. But, like, I also, like, being in the relationship that I'm in now, I have a different perspective because I'm in a relationship where I can never, ever do that. But I've been in relationships where I haven't had that strong feeling.
Yeah.
And so it's not that I would do it or that I did do it because I've never cheated on anybody. But, like, thinking back on it, I'm like, I could have.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have felt bad. Yeah. But with my current partner, like,
hell no.
It's like not even an option in your mind.
Not even.
I will say, though, like, I still sometimes can catch myself because I've had, you know, boyfriends who they don't cheat necessarily, but they'll lie. Straight. Or they'll like.
And you are very much, you lie to me, that is a betrayal.
I'll kill you. Yeah. Or like,
oh, betrayal. I'll kill you.
Yeah. I mean, same thing.
Yeah, like, oh, you're texting someone. Oh, like, that's cool. Like, you're texting your buddy John. Your phone lines up. It says Chelsea or something. Like, that kind of stuff, I'm still
weary
working on that whole thing. Same with kind of drugs. Like, I've had ex-boyfriends be like, oh, babe, I don't do that stuff anymore. Obviously, found out, yeah, you did. So I have that kind of hole.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily like, oh, like you're going to go out and
cheat. You just need honesty.
I just need honesty, always.
And you check yourself when you start feeling like...
Freaking out
for, you know what, you still have my trust. You haven't done anything.
Yeah.
These are all coming feelings from previous relationships.
Yeah, my current boyfriend put my ass in check one day and was like, this is all of your past. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't done anything to break your trust. I'm being completely honest with you. Like, what the hell's going on? Because he totally was like, put his foot down. And I was like, I needed that.
I was going to say, I'm like,
that's
that,
so good.
For having as big of a personality and having, like, being as open, not open-minded,
I mean, open in general.
Open, with just, yeah.
Everything that I'm doing, you
like,
know?
Like, he's a good balance to you.
Yeah, especially because he's not used to being so open. So, like,
you guys, you know, kind
of. Someone hits me up, I'm like, hey, babe, I just want to let you know, like, this person hit me up. Like, you know, we hooked up one time back in, like, 93, you know? And he just wouldn't even.
93. When you were, like a year old.
Yeah, man. They were holding hands in the playpen.
It was really serious. Technically, they hooked up with my mom before I was conceived.
It was. Well, that's weird.
But yeah, so I think it did. I think it always kind of carries over in a little, like, you know, you're never going to forget that kind of crap.
No.
Yeah. You just have to check yourself and be willing to be like, this is all mine, like, that I need to deal with.
Yeah.
And, like, I haven't been in an actual relationship in a long time. I've been in, like, pseudo ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very, like, open and, like, honest and being like, okay, this is what's happening. Let's talk it out. So I haven't really had to apply to an actual relationship. But I know I've, you know, had the cheating on and I've had the, well, you're going to do the same thing kind of vibe mentality back when I was younger. And especially because one did break up with me trying to bang some other people. So that was his justification.
Oh.
When you're 18, you put up with so much crap that you shouldn't have.
Yeah,
absolutely.
but there's a lot of stuff that I kind of do the same thing. I'll check myself. I have no desire to look at your phone. I used to be that girlfriend when I was...
That looked at the phone?
18, yeah, 20 years old, like looking at his phone, seeing if there's any text messages. And I refused to do that when I had like my boyfriend, a couple boyfriends ago.
Yeah.
That made that rule. I don't look at your phone. He had my password and he tried to give me his. I'm like, I don't want your password. I don't. Because even if you give it to me, I'm not going to look at your phone. But I don't want it because I don't need it.
Yeah. Kind of along those lines, one of the issues that I really had was, so my current partner and I have previously dated.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the issues that I had was I would text him and he wouldn't respond, but then I would see him on social media. Like, I would see that he's online on things.
Like when you guys dated before?
When we dated before. And so it triggered the hell out of me because I'm like, why aren't you texting? If you're on your phone and you're online, why are you not responding to my text message? Like, that for me was just such an issue. And of course, he felt that because I'm very blunt and very vocal and sometimes passive aggressive. But so I literally, the second that we started dating again, I don't see anyone on my Instagram. Like it doesn't show me if anyone's online, anything like that. So it also doesn't show if I'm online or anything. Same thing with Facebook. I turned all that stuff off. Like I will not allow myself to get back into that mindset.
Did you tell him that it really bothered you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a conversation. Yeah, okay.
So
and he was like, well, you also need to realize, like, if those apps are open on my phone and if I go into my phone to, like, look something up.
Yeah.
Like, because he would use his phone during school to, like, look stuff up.
Or I've left my laptop open with Facebook on
exactly. it. Exactly. So, like, it's not that he's sitting there looking at his phone and texting other people or talking with other people but not responding to me.
Oh. Yeah. See, when my friends do that, I get triggered. Like, I hate it. But now I don't know if they're actually online. No, they're probably online. Like, if you're commenting on stuff, but I texted you, you're using the same device.
My thing is,
I will kill you.
If I haven't been on my phone for a while, like, or if I took a nap, I wake up to a bunch of comments, a bunch of emails, a bunch of texts and everything. So it's like, all right, which one do I start with first? And I just start kind of plugging away. And so
if you eventually get to, but I mean.
But like, you're talking about like a day or two.
I mean, even a few hours, that pisses me off. Like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get it. I've tried so hard to go away from that kind of stuff. Because, like, I used to do it to my friends, too. Like, hey, I texted you 3 days ago, and you haven't responded to me. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And, like, I've seen you, like, obviously, you're online, you're posting stuff. Like, you're on your phone.
Yeah.
What the hell's up?
I start to get butthurt.
Well, I also realize, like, in my day, like, there are times where I'll get a text message at 8 a.m., 9 a.m., and I'm already starting my day, and I'm already getting into the routine of things, and I'll forget that I got a text.
Yeah, I do that, too. I'll open it when I'm half awake at midnight. Like, I go to pee, and I'm, like, looking at my phone, and I click it, and it goes away.
Yeah, and then you forget. And then you're, like, looking through your text message, and you're like, oh, that person texted me. Holy crap.
See, that's what I do. I randomly will just look through my text just to make sure, because we go to bed so early that happens, and then you just roll over, and you check it, but then I make it like a point to like, okay, let me look at my text to make sure either the conversation died or I responded last.
Isn't it weird that
not a lot of people do that?
I don't really use text messages very often anymore. I use Facebook Messenger mostly because it's easier to do while I'm at work. I'm not going to lie. And second, I got tired of my phones filling up because you'd send pictures and everything. The conversation would get saved to your phone.
Yeah.
And so it's just a big long line.
I still like texting more. Mm-hmm. I think it's just more personal. And I will respond to it faster because I have so many Facebook message groups that I'm like, we're talking about crap that
it might
don't
take
need.
Me like 5 days to even open up. A Facebook
like I don't need to talk about this right now. Like this is not important.
I know. I have a bunch of meme groups and people I talk to like right now because we are fostering the bebe. And then my dad hurt a shoulder earlier this week, so he's kind of on
him
with his injuries. But it's okay. Like, luckily, he only strained it. He didn't, like, doesn't need surgery or anything like that. That's he was good. Worried about. So he's off this week, so he'll send me pictures of the baby before my mom takes him to daycare.
Aww.
So I'm constantly getting flooded with pictures. Like, we have a group chat, the four of us, of, like, mostly pictures of the little guy. Or, like, I found out, which I should probably talk about, my ancestry... DNA.
Oh,
we've talked about that before.
That yeah.
Well, I got it back a while ago, but it updated because we were looking at it today.
It updates, yeah.
I didn't know it updated.
What do you mean it updates?
When
is that a thing?
So as they start to get more people collectively into it, they start to get more, like, data points. And so, like, for instance, my boyfriend, he did the 23andMe, and he is – 1.7% sub-Saharan African. Mm-hmm. So he always goes around and he says, I'm black.
I know. My brother, when I told him that we're, what is it? Where is it? Benin and Togo, 1%. He's like, does that mean I get to say? No, it does not mean you get to say that.
No, it does not.
We're still Mexican.
But then like 1 month, it updated to 2.3%. And then, like, 6 months later, it went back down to 1.7 because it's a database that is ever-changing and always collecting.
Basically, just imagine them collecting. The more data they collect, the more
precise
they can be. So it continuously is more and more precise.
So they'll never really know?
I'm guessing until they get the whole world.
Well, I mean, it's science. Yeah. And science is, there's not an end to anything in science. It's ever-evolving. It's always changing.
But let me...
I would hate science.
Yeah, that's why I don't do science.
That would drive me bonkers.
So let me tell you my DNA story that I got 2 years ago.
Okay.
2 years ago?
100% white.
I was, I am 30% Europe South, according to this, back then, which was...
Spain?
No, Europe South on this one is... where is it? Italy and Greece.
Oh, okay.
And so 30% that, 27% Native American, which would be my Mexican, 18% Iberian Peninsula, which is Spain and Portugal, 11% Great Britain, and then there's some other, you know, non-confidence regions, like at this point, 4% Jewish, 3% African North, 2% Ireland, Scotland, Wales, 1% Finland, Northwest Russia. And my dad's like, well, this is weird because... my great-great-whatever grandpa was from France. He migrated over to Mexico and did this whole thing here. I'm like, well, according to this, I'm not French, Dad. So it updated.
Well, then he probably wasn't actually French. I mean, like, he might have been French in nationality.
Right, but not, wasn't
non-ethnicity. French.
Well, my dad was right. Because now I am not Italian anymore. I'm 1% Italian, not 30%.
What?
I am 34% Spain. So I am not 18%. It was 18% previously. I am now 34% from Spain, which, again, makes sense, white skin. 29%. So I went up a little bit in Native American. So from northeastern Mexico and into South Texas.
Chaos.
Bitches, we were here first. Sorry. and then 22% French. So...
okay, this, like, French. Totally changed.
Exactly.
This is so dumb.
It's not like it changed a little bit. It changed a lot. Granted, this has been, like, 2 years.
I wonder how many people on your dad's side of the family have done, like, not, I mean, even people that you don't know about.
I looked on it earlier, and I have, like, they have a couple of, like, second cousins. Not first cousins would be, like, your parents' siblings' kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Second cousins would be your parents' cousins, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways, but apparently I have a bunch of second cousins and I have a bunch of third cousins, which I'm assuming are their kids. Yeah, because I think that's how Americans do it. Second cousins would be, yeah.
Right over. So this is Ancestry.com, right?
Yes.
What's the other one? What's the other?
23andMe.
Does 23andMe change all the time too?
I mean, his didn't change that dramatically.
Much. Again, I haven't checked this in forever.
Ancestry.com is so stupid. Like, what? I feel like...
I'm still North African.
Lie. Like, I don't know why anyone would do this now if it's just going to change. Like, I don't understand how it can change that much.
I don't know either, but I know that the Mexican thing is kind of stayed consistent because they have pinpoints of my family from the 1700s being in Mexico.
But I think you're also thinking of it as in your personal being, so yourself. You need to, like, broaden it a little bit more and think about how many people and how many ancestors you have and how different they all were. So, like... If you're only taking a certain sample size and taking data from there, but then that sample size grows, there might be more people in that bigger sample size that tip the scales one way or another.
But, like, saying they think she was 33% Italian and now she's, like, none?
Well, maybe because, like, it was a smaller sample size. And a lot, like, of those people had Italian in them, but then it turns out that, you know, all this other stuff, the French and everything, is actually where her ancestry comes from.
I would just think if you're going to pay money for your...
I got mine free, so I'm not complaining.
For your, like, what you are and you actually want to know, like, your ethnicity and stuff, like, I think it should be more accurate than that, in my opinion. And not change, like, that dramatically.
It's also new, though. Yeah. All of this kind of stuff is so new.
That's just crazy. Because I feel like now my friends who have done it, like, I'm like, you should just recheck it. Because yeah, it like, could be
wrong. But I also think it's cool that, like, you get to look at it every couple of years.
I am French. Yeah. Like, my dad was right. Because I was like, well, where the hell did this guy come from? And now it is like, okay,
well, you don't know
right.
if he's right. It could be, it could change now.
Or maybe there's documents out there that got discovered that, you know, somewhere along the line, someone claimed that they were Italian, but in reality, they were French. Like, you also got to put those into perspective because Ancestry.com digs deep into archives. Like, they
I just think it's so weird because now if someone asks you, like, well, what are you? Like, what are you going to say? Like,
I still say I'm Mexican.
Now I'm this, not Italian anymore. Like, you know, like, I feel like.
My thing is, I never identified as Italian. I was never saying...
Never, yeah.
I was never saying... I'm like, technically, Ancestry says I'm Italian, but I'm Mexican.
I did notice that you started doing the hands a little bit more.
To be fair, Mexicans do the same thing, so shut up. We're very talkative with our hands.
This is like a manja, manja.
And it's just like, I think it was a... Was it like something... I forget what the some of the people do. That's a bad word?
Shocker? No, this is a shocker, what you were doing.
It was just like... What was it? I saw... Oh, it was like this. It's just like, hey, like when you're getting mad, it's almost like the okay symbol. It's like when you're telling someone off, it's like, you did this wrong and this and this. Anyways.
This looks a lot better than this.
Shocker.
You did this and
you
this.
You did this and this and this.
And then... Anyway. Oh, gosh.
Anywho. Some we're talking like about that. The okay symbol is what we're doing.
Is it though?
But yeah, I've always identified. It's funny because I've always identified as American first when people ask what's your nationality. It's always been American. But when someone's like, what are you? It's always been Mexican. Just because that is the music, the food, the traditions,
that's
the values. That is my culture. And for the last couple hundred years, that has been my family.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like for me, my step-grandfather is three quarters Alaskan Native and a quarter Japanese.
Cool.
I grew up with the Alaskan Native culture. We would go to potlucks. We would go to powwows. Like we would go to like dances and those types, not like school dances, but like
traditional
ceremonial dances. I was adopted into the tribe at 13. I was given a name. So when people ask me what I am, I'm like,
what was your name?
Sequoneth.
That's really cool. Do you know what it means?
Doesn't mean it's just
okay. It's just a name.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like Vicky or Sage or
Well, like Victoria in Spanish means victory.
Well then,
Sarah means princess.
Sage means wise. Straight up,
and it's also an herb.
Wait, can you say your other name really quick again?
Sequoneth.
Sequoneth.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's really cool.
Yeah. But I mean, like, so when people ask me what I am, obviously I'm white, but I do have, I don't have Native American heritage, but I have Native American culture in my background.
Yeah. So,
And like, and this kind of what, not to get too serious here, I get so frustrated with people who talk about culture appropriation. It's like, it's not your culture. We shouldn't see you doing this, this, and that. It's like, you are giving our cultures a bad rap because especially the Mexican culture, and you can tell me about how the culture you grew up in, we're very much come into our culture, come into our homes. We want to feed you. We want to share our recipes. We want to share food. My mom watches all these videos on YouTube of women outside with their like stone ovens and like stovetops and their old school, you know, when their sons are filming them, the sons are interjecting here and there.
Yeah, you want to share your culture.
We want to share our food. We want to share everything. And so when people get upset, like, oh, you're wearing a kimono, you're being, you know, racist and culture appropriating. Exactly.
Freak am I wearing today? Right. Freaking kimono.
It's like, if you go to Japan, they give you a kimono as a gift, as a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They are very, they want to share and they get excited when people are excited about their culture.
Yeah.
So for people to kind of get all butthurt, and the people, by the way, if you're Mexican and you're complaining about culture appropriation, shut up.
One of my,
shut up.
One of my like best friends from school, his name is Izzy Ishmael, and he's Mexican and he is also a teacher. And so every year around Cinco de Mayo, he posts the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically this like long article of like what Cinco de Mayo is, like when actual Mexican independence was
in September
and, you know, why it matters that people don't get upset that you're going to see people in bars with sombreros and ponchos and mustaches. Like he's like, it doesn't matter because to us, it's not our holiday.
Yeah.
It's an American holiday.
Yeah. And it's like, if you go enjoy your tequila, go enjoy your tacos because...
Do you, boo?
I love those things. My thing that really annoys the crap out of me, and I've seen this in videos and stuff, is the people, like, there was video of these college students out, like, at Cabo or something, on a ship in Mexico, yelling at the people on the beach, build the wall, build the wall. It's like, you don't get to enjoy our culture and then hate, like, you can't love all things Mexican and then hate on Mexicans.
No.
That's not how it works. And that's when I have a problem, when people do, it's like, if you want to enjoy my culture, like my friends for Day of the Dead, they're completely white. And they made a little altar, Day of the Dead style, for those that they have lost. And that was a way they honored it. And they found they love part of our culture, which honestly...
If you have a connection to it...
Yeah. Honestly, like, it's not a big thing, like, all through Mexico. It's only in small towns. Yeah,
it's very centralized.
Like, my parents never did anything. Yeah. But, like, it's that kind of thing. It's like, we love to share our stuff. So we either have people with white guilt trying to claim everything is... you know, culture appropriation, or you have the people that are just kind of entitled, like, I'm just tired of people doing this, this, and that. The time I think it is culture appropriation is when you're taking someone's culture and crapping on it.
Yeah.
And making it a joke. Like, if you want to wear a sombrero, that's fine. But if you just start, you know.
Yeah, why people get so offended by that nowadays, though?
It's a lot of people. Like, I feel like it's like overcorrection.
Like, are okay. Even Mexican get really, really offended. Like, yeah. Some of my friends, like, think that's so wrong and so inappropriate now. And I'm like, really? I used to go to Azteca and they would just put one on me and give me a sundae because it was my birthday.
See, I don't have a problem with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's the people
Some people
that,
do, though. And I don't.
It's like the best way I can describe it is back then, have you ever saw those cartoons back in the day when they would show an
it's
Asian
like
person?
Blackface.
Yeah.
Like.
It's there's
or calling
yeah
well I mean
wearing a sombrero
no
like when you're on a culture by doing those types of things so
yeah but I like, but I don't understand people who think wearing a sombrero or a poncho or like
it's,
whatever
it's a slippery slope there's like that weird line
on
there's people that are doing it and you're being totally cool but then you have those jerks that ruin it that start wearing it and just start saying crap like oh yeah we're a bunch of rapists and murderers because you know we're Mexican for a day and we're wearing these sombreros it's like they start bringing out all the negative stereotypes when they're portraying a character that has been like all over the news to make us look bad. Does that make sense? It's a weird slippery slope. It's a weird line and it's really hard to like.
Yeah, I just feel like nowadays it's like so on that side now.
Yeah,
that like
it's overcorrected.
Anyone who wears a poncho or wears like even, you know, for Halloween, someone in the office dressed up as like a Native American or Pocahontas or whatever. And it was like, can she do that now? Where like it used to be like totally fine. Like anyone, you know, like.
I think there's a lot of people, and when it comes, I think it's each race and culture is a little different. Like, blackface, you would never do. Not a good idea.
No, you, yeah, but that was exactly. Never okay to do.
Well, back in the day it was.
Well, I mean, like, how long I've been alive.
But a lot of Native Americans, like, they got screwed over so hard, not once, not twice, but multiple times back in the day, like, years ago, and now they keep getting screwed over out of their land, out of their culture and stuff. So it's kind of, I think, the last straw for a lot of them.
I think everybody just needs to live their own goddamn life and stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. If it isn't directly hurting or harming you or your loved ones, why the f*** does it matter? Seriously.
I know.
Like, why does it matter?
I feel you. I agree with you.
What you do and say, if it is not directly harming someone, should not be anybody else's business. And, like, that's why I have such an issue with social media these days is because I feel like social media and the internet in general have really created the platform for people these days to be so goddamn sensitive.
I think it's an overcorrection over...
Who is that?
That might actually be my tablet. Weird. That's totally random. It's another one of my freaking James phone calls.
She's so popular.
It's for an 800
James.
Number. Screw you. Not James who listens.
We should answer it.
But one of the things that I think what happened was people were being offensive. Like, you couldn't say the R word. Like, you could back in the day, and it was funny. You can use it as a term. You call your friend, like, an idiot. Mm-hmm. But now we don't say the R word. Most people.
Sorry, I do.
But it's because...
Or we don't on this side of the country.
Yes.
East Coast people still say it all the time.
Anywho. But we've learned...
I'm sorry,
like, no, I'm not upset or anything. I'm just going along about how people are like, you know what? Like, you're using that word as a very negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to be associated with that word anymore. So let's change it. And so then there's people that complain that because they so want to use that word... like, fine, you can use it, but understand that people aren't going to be happy. Some people aren't going to be happy that you're using it. Yeah. I'm not telling you not to use it. Just know.
It's like saying that's so gay.
Yeah, it's like, why? Like,
it's because you're saying exactly. that something is stupid, but you're putting a term that people use to identify themselves as.
It's just like
that aren't stupid.
Right. That'd be like saying that's so Mexican. Like in a like.
Yeah.
That's like, so white.
Oh, wait.
It's just like.
We do that.
Yeah.
That's okay. Right, I'm just kidding.
But it's just like instead of saying something stupid, it, like if I'm calling, like if you were to call me wanting to say that I'm stupid or I'm doing something stupid, it's like, oh, you're Mexican it up or whatever. You're using my heritage and
it's because
equating
you're
it to stupid.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's that's kind of where the whole gay thing comes from. And it's like, okay, we're just asking, be a little bit more considerate with what you say. And then there are people that have ran with it and try to overcorrect everything. So it sucks because then you get the people that are angry that want to say their things and they call everyone else sensitive. There's the people that like, let's just be cool. Like if we don't, if some people get, you know, like, hey, you know what? I don't want to be called, you know, a beaner. I don't want to get called this. Please don't do it. Then I think that's totally fair. But then you have people that absolutely. Are like, don't say, you know, anything. You can't even call them a Mexican. They're a person of Mexican descent or whatever. They want to overcorrect it. So I feel like everything's just like on two extremes and the people in the middle are like,
yeah,
like, I feel like I'm in the middle.
I'm so in the middle because like, I mean, I will say every once in a while I'll say the R word
mm-hmm.
or, you know, in my family we say Riri instead, mm-hmm. but it's still the same thing.
Right.
And like, but there are like, so my part of my family still says the full word and uh-huh. says it in front of children that I'm like, ugh. That like just, that irks me because I don't think it should be a part of
a child's vocabulary.
A child's vocabulary in that connotation.
Yeah.
Like at all.
It's like an adult word. If you are set on determined you want to keep using that word, that's, you know, more power to you. You do what you're gonna do. But I agree. Like it feels a little
realize
cringy.
That what you're saying does have some
sort of effect.
I'm doing
the Italian thing.
Apparently I turned Italian.
See, I'm like so like not sensitive at all to words. And I'm, like, a sensitive person, but, like, when it comes to words, like, I call me what you want to call me. Like,
and I mean,
the C word, like, I'm totally fine with. Like,
break my bones.
Yeah, like, it doesn't.
But have you ever had any, like, in your life, have you ever had those words used against you for a reason that you should
like
be
wrong.
Outcasted? Or
oh, yeah,
that,
all the time.
Yeah, but
all the time, but I don't.
I've had people completely outcast me growing up, like, from school and everything, because I'm Mexican, and they would say that to my face. They would, mm-hmm. oh, who let the Mexican in here? Oh, someone take her green card. They would alienate me and hurt me with those words and making me feel that because I am of this race, there is something wrong with me and that I am not worthy to be on their level.
Yeah, I
which
know
is
that's
absolutely
the race thing. I mean, I'm the most basic person ever.
Right, so.
But like with like, oh, she's so stupid because she's blonde, like and all that crap. I've been bullied and all that mm-hmm. stuff too. But like the words just don't ever. I've been more of like a freedom of speech kind of person. That's how I've always been.
And
like,
I
it's
totally
your freedom of speech. You can say what like, you know, like, and if you are hurting someone you love, like, and they say like, yo, like that hurt my feelings. And okay, obviously I'm going to check myself and like, you don't like me calling you that. Like,
right.
Okay. But.
And I think that is one of those things people are like, well, it's freedom of speech. I can say whatever I want. Yeah, definitely. You are allowed to say anything you want. You will not go to jail for calling me a beaner.
But you need to realize what
yes.
it does and the effect that it has.
Yeah, it is not a good effect. You're not free from me saying, you know what? That's not a very nice thing for you to call me. He's like, well, freedom of speech. It's like, no, you could say it. But now I can say that is what hurtful what you're saying.
Yeah. And then so, obviously, hopefully they would have ears to that and then be like, okay, well, you don't like that, you know?
And I feel like sometimes when people get defensive about it, it's because they did something wrong. It's like when you're a little kid, you just get defensive. You're like, but, you know, you did this first or whatever. It's like, just accept that you messed up. People just can't accept and
just have a conversation.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just what's the word I'm looking for? Just say, yeah, you know what? I messed up. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. People
empathetic.
Can't do that. People can't do
or
that.
Or I'll try not to do it again because I've gotten checked and then I'm like, I'm not going to do it again. And I'm like, oh, that word is totally in my vocabulary and I just called you that mm-hmm. again. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So it's all about, I'm curious to see what you guys have to say about like, what do you guys think about that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. Like, do you feel like we're overcorrected? Do you think we're too sensitive? What's your opinion on it? But let's talk about something fun.
Okay.
Yay. All right. So this was a conversation on Reddit. What would you do if you swap bodies with a man? If you have one day, 24 hours, you are now swapped in the body. Are we talking like, for the sake of this scenario, are we the male versions of ourselves or are we swapping bodies with someone we know? Because I think that'd be gross.
Call. Why don't we do both?
Because I'm like, if I'm swapping bodies with like one of my, if it's one of my guy friends, if it's anybody here at the station, I don't know.
Okay, then let's put it into perspective of you turn into the other sex.
Yeah, you're the male version. So I'm Victor.
I'm still Sage.
Sarah's Sean.
I'm Sean. Okay, I'm I like that.
And then
Sage. I'm still Sage.
Sage.
Yeah.
Sage.
we can call me by what people call me when they like get emails from me and stuff, because my last name is a first name. James.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So people will just call me James.
Oh nice.
James.
I like that.
My name is James.
All right, so we got James, Sean, and Victor here. What would we do if we were men for a day? So I'm gonna read off what some people have said on Reddit. Some people say there are two kinds of women, the one that would F everything and the one that would pee on everything.
I thought of both.
I want to know what it's like to just do that standing up or just, you know, wave it around.
Windmill that.
Yeah, the just meat spin. Psh, psh,
psh. Meat spin me right around.
Someone's like, I would search.
My boyfriend do that all the time.
Baby, right around.
Give me a show, baby. Spin it.
Watch that.
It's hot so out. Much. Give me a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's like, I would search for the highest building I can pee down from.
Oh, whoa.
That'd be funny. Yeah, just, and some guys, like, as a man, I did not know I wanted this.
I did not know I wanted to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, it says right up until a gust of wind throws it right back at you. I've done that where I try to, I spit off of a ferry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to go spit. And then this other girl's like, me too. And she gets in front of me and spits right in my face. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it comes right back at you.
Or when you spit out the window and then it comes back in the other window.
Yeah.
I've done that with gum before. That was disgusting.
I want to like go on like Tinder. Okay, I might need two dates because I want to see like how many dudes I can get on Tinder.
You mean how many girls?
And then girls. Yeah, both. I want both.
Oh, you want to go on Grindr too? Like,
yeah, I want to see if, I mean, you can search for dudes on Tinder if you're a dude. Mm-hmm. You can do guy or girl.
I would totally.
You can do both.
Have both kind of sex.
Yeah.
Now that you say that.
I'm curious to see like.
One with a chick and one with a dude.
Because would you still be like your own sexual orientation, or would it change for the day?
I guess, but I'd still try it with both.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely try it with both.
Just to see what.
I would try it.
I would want to know what it feels like.
Yeah.
I would try it.
I think, yeah.
Between.
See, I think I would probably just lock myself up and all day.
Yeah, I would definitely do that too.
That would be literally the first thing that I would do.
Oh, I would.
I'm so curious to know what the male is like.
Yeah. I would totally try.
Yes.
I'd
buy all the devices for men.
Well, I would try to become bendy. Well, I am kind of bendy. I might be able to, depending how large I am.
I don't know if I would want to give myself.
I would so try it.
I feel like, Sarah, you could try this. If you get a device now, you can wear a device.
Oh, yeah. They have huge devices. I could totally
just
do it.
Just do an average size one. Yeah.
Bend over a little.
I'm not really flexible.
I got to go to yoga before I stretch it out.
My back would be like, hell nah, girl.
No.
What you doing?
Like, what else would you like?
I would honestly, like, I would want to do something like, not like a marathon, but
something
see how
manly.
Something manly, like try to lift something that I couldn't lift. Because they're
just
naturally
about to
like
that.
So much stronger
Actually,
than
that's
us.
Funny. It's like pick up heavy things to see if it's just as much of a strain on my husband as it is on me so I can find out if he's just being nice or if it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like do something manly or do hella push-ups and pull-ups.
But like here's the thing. If it's...
No, stop it. I have muscle.
I was going to say, if we're transforming into the male versions of ourselves, I'm not in shape right now. I can lift stuff. But I can't imagine I'm going to lift that much more. I'm not in shape.
But if we have, like, the whole, like, body parts, I assume we're going to have a little more muscle and strength.
I mean, technically, yeah. In theory, because
technically
when
men have more muscle.
Yeah, yeah, when you go through puberty, girls get more fat than boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yay.
I
would eat all the things because they don't gain weight. Well, they do.
Some guys. Yeah. Well, it depends on, I mean, I'm almost 30, so I feel like a 30-year-old would probably gain some weight.
Sorry, then.
Thanks, Sarah.
I don't know what else I would do.
Let's see. I kind of realized that after spending 3 times a week lifting heavy in the gym for a better part of a year, I'd finally gotten my bench and squats up to somewhat respectable numbers after working my ass off. My husband works at a desk job, hasn't done anything physical in years. I brought him to the gym and he easily doubled all my lifts plus more with zero effort. What the hell? Damn it, man. It's not fair.
They just have more muscle.
Yeah. Like, who the F designed this crap? Because it's totally BS and F that a-hole with a rusty pickaxe. I had to bleep a lot of stuff out.
Yeah, but then like you can bend over.
Somebody's
and we're more bendy naturally than
men. Yeah, it's the testosterone.
But I will say when I'm in like a yoga class or something, and a guy's more flexible than me, I'm like really jealous, and I get like angry at them.
Oh, no. Never mind.
No, the opposite. The opposite. If a guy is more limber than me in bed, we have a problem, because I'm like kind of limber. So if you're like your legs here and you're doing splits here, and I'm like,
it's our job to be the flexible ones.
Right. Yeah,
you just put. We'll figure it out from there.
We'll put our leg here, maybe, or up here. Who knows?
One of the girls says, "I want to lie on my tummy to sleep. The boobs are in the way." And someone's like, "Cries in flat." Yeah, I don't have that problem.
I can easily.
But then, what if you have a boner?
Yeah, and that someone's like, "Summer, sometime, you know, they gets in the way."
Yeah.
I have to.
Wow, this makes me feel like. I feel like maybe I don't really want to be a dude that much.
And now that we're having this conversation,
a few things that I want to do. Or like,
I'm realizing that the only thing that I would want to do is
all with. I know.
Wow.
We can't say that word.
I don't know. I'm just bleeping everything.
Is that part of the George?
What do they do when they like go out and they no? Because they have to pay for drinks. They usually have to pay for dates.
That's why you go to the gay bar.
Like what else? What else cool can they do? Or do they do?
I mean, it's not like back in the 1920s where they could vote and only vote and drive. And
I guess the whole, like, getting ready takes 2 minutes is cool.
You know what I think I would do? I would, land an interview and see how I did in the interview. And then when I change back to a girl, try to get the same interview and see how I was treated differently.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Now I'm getting, like, real philosophical
At first, I was like, dang, you're going to kill it as a dude. And I'm like, ooh, but a girl, you got Sorry, I can't say that. But I'm like, you're definitely going to win it being a girl. And I was like, what if you're a really handsome man, though?
But sometimes there's also the stereotype that men
are better.
Are more, well, like, just the whole equality thing.
Yeah.
Of, like, you know.
But then you're also pretty. And, like, is the interviewer a girl or a guy?
Maybe it's both.
I don't know. It's a whole array of people.
Yeah. Maybe I'd like to shave my head. Hmm. That'd be pretty cool to do.
But then would your hair grow back once you were done being a guy?
Oh, I sure hope so. I don't want to be bald as a girl. I have a huge lumpy head, you guys. If you really feel this skull, damn. It's got some
bumps.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I feel better about being a girl, to be honest. Yeah. Because I've asked my boyfriend, like, do you ever think about being a girl or, like, if you want to be it for a day? And he says, hell no. We have way too much drama and we bleed. And I'm like, that's fair.
We just have to do so much more stuff.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't like to complain too much because I don't really do my makeup or hair that often for work. So, and then I don't work at the restaurant anymore, so I'm definitely not doing my makeup as often. So, I'm like, I don't put too much effort.
Yeah, but you go out. That takes effort.
On occasion. I don't really go out that much.
Yeah, I put on makeup every freaking day.
I know. You look fabulous.
I know. Your eyebrows look awesome in your lips.
On fleek. On fleek.
See, it's still a thing.
All right. Well, now I'm curious to see what guys would want to do if they were a girl.
Honestly, I think it's everything to do with the vagina.
I'm curious, though, too. Like,
I think it's boobs, though. Like, because I've asked my boyfriend this, and he was like, I would just walk around like this all day.
I mean, I kind of do. Cupping your boobs. Because, like, when I go down the stairs, I hold them. Or, like, when I don't know what to do, where to put my hand.
I know, right? Seriously.
Well, like, it's more or less, like, I mean, they stay in place, but it's just, like, protection. Like, so, I'll just stand there holding them just, like, when I, instead of putting my hands in my pocket, I'll just hold them.
Because the giant rock from Indiana Jones is going to come just trombling down the stairwell and get your d***s.
My boobs aren't that impressive at all. Like, even just me, like, grabbing them right now, it's, like, really
I just realized that my bra is too small and they're, like,
Popping out.
See,
I've been doing the MeUndies ones. And I got the cute little constellation one for February.
Ooh.
But they're so comfortable. And then, depending on what...
They look big, dude.
They're pretty... I think I'm... Depending on my cycle, they've kind of...
Oh,
they've gotten a little bigger.
Filled out a bit.
They filled out. So it feels nice. They're feel comfortable. All right. Anyways, we're going to continue playing with our boobs, apparently. And checking out our bras. So we're going to leave you with that.
Yes.
All right.
Don't be gross about that.
Yeah.
Guys.
Let us know what you would do if you were a female for a day.
Gross.
Forget Sarah. All right, I'm out of here. Bye.
Bye.